yourself to be in a very comfortable position and begin to relax. Rest your hands down by your side and gently allow your eyelids to close. And each time you breathe out, you can relax a little deeper so that you can unwind completely. Now I'd like you to take a big deep breath in slowly. And take a second deep breath, as deep as you can. And on your third deep breath, hold it for about 3 seconds. And exhale. Allow yourself to relax deeper and deeper. And as you gently slow your breathing down, I would like you to imagine a soft and warm fog coming down from the ceiling, coming slowly down and covering you from your head to your toes. And you begin to feel more and more relaxed as that fog comes down, covering your whole body. More and more comfortable. You will notice how relaxed your body has become. From the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Deeper and deeper. And your eyelids have become very heavy as the fog coming down connects to your jaw. All the muscles in your jaw become limp, loose, and relaxed. Coming down deeper and deeper. And your tongue now rests gently on the top of your mouth. Notice how more you can feel relaxed as the fog comes down through your body. That relaxation spreads down through your neck and shoulders. And you are relaxing deeper and deeper. All the way down to your arms and fingertips. Coming down with the fog, your arms feel heavier and heavier, and you soon become aware of a growing peaceful feeling inside. A feeling of harmony and contentment through your whole body. As you feel your chest and abdomen become loose and relaxed, you are completely relaxed. All the way down your spine, your back is relaxing. The fog gently relaxing you down through your legs. And you feel more and more limp, loose and relaxed. And as you drift down deeper and deeper, relaxed, any sounds inside or outside, or any feelings you feel, will continue to take you deeper and deeper relaxed. And as you let that relaxation spread all the way down your legs, so that your legs become very loose and motionless, and every muscle in your legs becomes limp, loose, and relaxed. Deeper and deeper, all the way down to the tips of your toes, relaxing deeper and deeper. And as the outside world fades more and more into the background, as you begin your journey into your own inner world, just let go, more and more relaxed, which will continue as you go deeper and deeper into a wonderful state of relaxation. And you may soon find that your mind begins to wander and wonder as it wanders, with thoughts coming and going, and it doesn't really matter where you drift, where you go, as my voice will travel with you at all times, so you will continue to respond to me on an unconscious level. Sometime later today, perhaps this evening, and tomorrow too if you like, I would like your unconscious mind to have an opportunity to give a surprise to you, a present, a pleasant gift, something special, something nice, an unexpected pleasure, a wonderful feeling, a particular taste perhaps, or a brilliant color. Something that suddenly stands out and gives you a warm pleasure. That special feeling, a special treat. So nice to be alive, to experience that. A brief moment perhaps, or a long one. A giggle of amusement, or a luxurious sigh. So keep an eye out for it, for that time when your unconscious mind sneaks up on you and opens up your mind to that special feeling. I would like you to let your thoughts move out into the vastness of space, as though there were no such thing as illness or disease. And with that, you have nothing to do. Just consider the heavens and the ceaseless movement of those tremendously heavy bodies which are being drawn through space with sublime ease. And think of resistanceless flow of spiritual currents that are at this moment guiding, directing, controlling all of the mighty substances of the universe. And lose yourself in a sense of the vastness of that force. No longer do your thoughts hover around a disease or illness as a physical thing. Just think of each organ as an idea of the infinite, conceived before you were conceived. It is one separate and distinct idea of God. All of God's ideas are perfect. Whoever your God is, you refuse to think of it as having a blot, a blemish, or inaction. You see it as the willing servant of you, the thinker. And this, your thought, is now being taken up by the universal thinker and brought forth into actuality, not being an organ, but an idea. It's a perfect idea. Now, you do not care what laboratories show. you know. Now, take God's view and see all of his ideas as being perfect, and it is so. And whatever is blocking your complete recovery must be some hidden strand of thought that holds some mental reservation. You are not aware of its nature, where it started, or what keeps it active, but it must be yours, whether you can trace your way to it or not. You do not want it to keep operating. Therefore, you now declare it is of your former destructive thought. You emphatically state that it is completely out of line with the infinite thinker's thoughts, which are trying to manifest perfectly through you. It's a squatter living on territory where it has no rights of any sort. And you call in the law to evict, dissolve, and negate it right now. It's not wanted. You wash your hands of it. You do not have to fight it, worry about it, or pay attention to it. It's nothing trying to be something. It's no more real than the bogeyman that scares you when you were young. You turned every last thread of your thought to the contemplation that steady movement of the thought of God in you and through every single cell of your body. You think of its beauty, its utterable harmonies, its total awareness of any resisting force, its breathing of. It is good as it contemplates the universe it has brought into being. Quietly now, let yourself drift into the innermost parts of the infinite mind and catch something of unshakable peace, knowing that this mind flows through you as your mind. And it is so. And when you are ready, and only when you're ready, and you've finished relaxing really deeply, letting go what needs to be let go, you can bring yourself back to full awareness and bring all the energy back into your body. Bring all the energy back into your body, pure, clean energy to every cell in your body. Universal energy. Just bring all that energy back into your body with a thought. Maybe see it, sense it, smell it, taste it, feel it. I don't know. Just bring all that pure energy back into your body, just like a warm glow. And when you've brought all that energy back into your body, you can begin to bring yourself back to full awareness. Bring yourself back to full awareness, opening your eyes in your own way, in your own time.